This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you?
Exhale.
Josh, what's it say about Tyler's mental fortitude, all he's been through this season, to be able to put that one through in a tough situation?
So proud of him. So happy for him. I got emotional in my little post-game speech out there. Just the trials and tribulations that he's been throughout this year. Obviously missing one early in the day, hitting the pole on another. You know, he could easily put it in the tank, and 61-yard field goal to win a game against a division rival. That's what stories are made of, and I love him. I respect him so much. Everybody in that locker room is so happy for him, and he's our guy.
Can you walk us through what happens in that moment? Like, as the kick is about to be attempted, what are you doing? We see you celebrate afterwards, but what are you doing during it? Do you watch? Do you not watch?
Oh, yeah, I watched it. Just, you know, saying a little prayer. And as soon as it goes in, you know, there's 5 seconds left, so I'm screaming, everybody get off the field, because we got to kick off and get a play done. And our defense went out there, and Greg Rousseau executed very well.
Josh, Morris, Hollins, and Davis all had touchdowns today. What does it say about sort of your trust in them and their ability to make it happen?
Yeah, those are three guys that just constantly do the right thing, that are in the right spot. You know, they're working their tails off. Those are also three guys that are heavy on special teams. So, you know, we know the mantra, what we've been saying each and every week since training camp. And it's just the epitome of what our offense is. And it doesn't matter who it is. It could be anybody on any given day, and that's what we saw today.
Ray only had a few touches, but I'd say 90 yards. Just what was he doing that was making him so effective in his game?
I mean, just obviously you see him catching passes out of the backfield. He runs the ball so hard. You know, he just, again, knows his assignment, and he does his job, and that's all you need to do in this offense.
Keon had that drop early on that led to the interception. What were the conversations like after that? Obviously, you went back to him again, but what was that kind of like, just talking to him after that play?
Yeah, just, you know, trusting him. Third and long, biggest play of the game, throwing one up for him. Obviously, we get the flag to extend the drive, but I trust him implicitly and love the guy, and hopefully he's okay.
This was the fifth time you guys have trailed at the half this season. I know you don't want to be in those positions, but you now feel comfortable in them, or at least a little bit more comfortable.
Well, we want to start fast, you know, and that's, you know, been our Achilles heel. And we feel like we're the best, our best in the third and fourth quarter, getting off to a hot start. But if we can put that out in the first and second quarter, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
To that point, it seemed like they did a lot of things with pressure and some variations there that were giving you some problems, at least in the first half until you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, it was a pretty big zone game, whether it was zone pressure or not. You know, they were really forcing us to take everything underneath and hoping that we'd mess up. And, again, just trusting the guys underneath to catch and run, and made some big plays on the play-action pass game, just checking it down. And that's what – you can be a dangerous team that way, too.
Josh, this one had a different feel than maybe the Titans game and the Seahawks game. It seemed like you had to grit it out a little bit more. What's it say when you win a game like this and maybe you didn't have your fastball?
Yeah, I mean, this game's hard. You know, the other team, they get paid as well. I'd like to be better, obviously, in the first half, and I'd like to be better in that two-minute drive. Didn't feel like, again, like you said, didn't have the fastball, but, again, just gutted it out. Mac Hollins, going back to him on two consecutive plays. They're on third down, too, just trusting him. So, yeah, again, it could be anybody, and our guys made some plays today that we needed.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.